This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Great to have you listening today. More than 100 people gathered at an Irish pub on Blue Mound Road Tuesday evening. The topic of conversation was not the Packers or the weather, but plans that could alter the nearby freeway corridor. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is in the environmental impact analysis phase of what could amount to a $1 billion expansion of I-94 from 16th to 70th Streets. It's a portion of the freeway that opened in the early 1960s. The DOT says it's time to determine, quote, how the corridor should be rebuilt to ensure that it serves the economy of southeastern Wisconsin for decades to come. Bruce Spate is a member of the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. It organized Tuesday's town hall format conversation. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bent spoke with Spate as people began to gather. He explains the DOT's study.
Well, the Wisconsin DOT is considering what to do with the I-94 corridor between 16th Street and 70th Street. The problem is that the only thing they want to do is expand the highway. We're concerned that we're going to squander hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on a widening project that we don't need. We need to repair the highway. Our concern is that they want to widen it, which will take money away from critical neglected infrastructure, fixing our local roads, maintaining our transit system. Here in Milwaukee and all over the state, we have critical infrastructure needs that are being neglected, and the DOT seems focused solely on expanding this highway in Milwaukee. Our concern is that that's going to take away from other needs that they're neglecting.
Now, where does double-decker figure into this?
That's one of the options on the table. They're considering what they call an at-grade option, which would not double-deck the highway but would widen it, increasing lane capacity. The other option is to double-deck it. We think both of those options are above and beyond what's necessary. Let's repair the highway. Let's make sure it's in a good state of repair. But then let's make sure that we're fixing our local roads, fixing potholes, and maintaining transit, which are needs that are being neglected right now by state leaders.
So, Bruce, I think that one of the things that Wisberg, your organization, looked at was the numbers that DOT was putting behind the need of either widening or double decking. And I think that Wisberg is saying that those numbers are inflated in terms of the amount of traffic of drivers that are anticipated on this roadway. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. In fact, over the last 4 years, we've seen a decrease in traffic volumes on this stretch of highway between 16th and 70th Street. It's actually been going down on average year on year by about negative 0.9%, just under negative 1%. So traffic volumes have been progressively going down. The DOT is projecting that it will go up 23%. By 2040. It is completely out of sync with what's happening, and they are unwilling to reconsider the fact that perhaps the way we're getting around is changing, driven both by boomers who are retiring and by young people, millennials, who are shedding cars and looking for more options. A double-deck highway isn't going to recruit young talent to Milwaukee. Investing in our local roads and making Milwaukee a more walkable, bikeable, and transit-friendly community will bring young talent here.
So about a month ago, a coalition formed around this issue. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. It's a broad coalition of organizations, Milwaukee-based groups, and statewide organizations that want our state leaders to make more responsible decisions about our transportation system, making sure that we're meeting the critical needs, that we're fixing our local roads, that we're investing in the infrastructure that more and more young and old are using. So transit, making our communities more bike-friendly, but again, fixing our local roads and repairing our highways and not squandering billions statewide on highway expansions that we don't need because the data don't support them and because we have all these needs that we're neglecting. We're saying we've got to get our priorities straight. Let's fix it first. Let's invest in a way that is in touch with how people are getting around now. And we're driving less. Why do we continue to expand highways and pour so much money into those projects while those other needs are underfunded and neglected?
You have some elected officials here. There's quite a crowd gathering. What do you hope to accomplish tonight?
Well, as we've launched this campaign over the last 4 months, we've had not only organizations but community members from all over Milwaukee and outside of Milwaukee come to us and say, we don't like what the DOT is doing. We're not happy with what state leaders are doing. We want them to be more responsible with our tax dollars. We want them to invest that money more wisely. So we wanted to provide the community an opportunity to speak out. So we invited the secretary of the Wisconsin DOT to come here and hear the community's concerns. We'll see if he turns up.
Milwaukee's Mayor Barrett has spoken out about this, as has the governor.
Well, that's correct. And we've had state leaders and city leaders speak out about this. I mean, the city has actually passed 4 resolutions opposing the expansion of this highway. The county has passed a resolution opposing the expansion of the highway. So we have a number of elected officials who are practically begging the DOT to not spend hundreds of millions of additional dollars to expand this highway because they know they can't fix the local roads. They depend on state reimbursements to meet those needs, let alone improvements like just restoring the cuts to our transit system here in Milwaukee. And as I go state across the state, I talk to municipal leader after municipal leader who can't meet those local needs. And at the same time that that's happening and we watch our local infrastructure crumble, we continue to pour billions into expanding highways all over Wisconsin at exactly the time that we're driving less.
So have you had conversations with DOT? And I don't think that the secretary is here yet. I made a call to the communications person who said he didn't think anybody was coming. But ultimately, where you're looking for more and more public support to say, stop this, let's look more reasonably at the issue. But ultimately, where does that decision fall? Who has the final say in this?
Well, ultimately, it's the DOT who will put forward options for the project, and they're ultimately accountable to the governor. The legislature does have to approve the funding for any project that's approved by the DOT, so the legislature has a role in this as well. But ultimately, the options put forward are in the hands of the DOT and the governor's office. So that's why, you know, we're giving the community an opportunity tonight to speak out, and we know that there are elected officials all over Milwaukee and all over the state that are desperately asking the DOT to get the priorities right and stop wasting money on projects we don't need so we can invest in the local infrastructure that we're neglecting.
I believe Governor Walker has said that he's not ruling out either of these options. Where does he stand as far as you know?
What we've heard him say is that all options are on the table. However, when we meet with the DOT, they tell us there are 2 options on the table, a double-deck highway expansion or an at-grade expansion. The only options they seem to be willing to consider are expanding the highway. And that is very troubling considering the needs and wants of the city and of communities all over the state who, again, can't fix their local roads, can't maintain transit service, can't provide the services for people to get to jobs. And we're pouring hundreds of millions into a highway widening project that the community doesn't want, that we can't afford, and that we don't need.
Bruce Spate is director of Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group and a member of the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. He spoke with Susan Bentz. Alderman Robert Bauman attended the Tuesday gathering. He says the city of Milwaukee hopes to convince the DOT to consider a rebuild-as-is approach for the I-94 corridor.